Greetings to my fellow healthcare providers. This session is intended to be used after your shift is complete. Relaxation such as this shifts the body away from excessive daily sympathetic stimulation, especially at times like this. It shifts the body into the parasympathetic state. In the parasympathetic state, the body perceives safety. And when the body is in a state of perceived safety, physiologically, it performs much better. Your immune system functions at peak performance and helps protect you and keep you safe. So let's begin. Put your body in a comfortable position and focus your eyes on a spot on the ceiling. We'll be tensing and relaxing large muscle groups from the feet and toes all the way up to the scalp and face. We'll be connecting this tensing and relaxing with breathing. So with your eyes focused on a spot on the ceiling, take a breath in and tense up the muscles of your feet and toes. Breathe out and relax those muscles. Take another breath in and tense up the muscles in your lower legs. Let that breath go and relax those muscles. Breath in and tense up the muscles in your upper legs. Breathe out and relax those muscles. Take a breath in and tense up the muscles in your lower back, waist, and stomach area. Breathe out and relax those muscles. Take a breath in and tense up the muscles in your upper back, ribs, chest. Breathe out and relax those. Take a breath in and tense up the muscles in your arms and hands. Hold real tight fists. Hold all that tension. Breathe out. Relax those muscles. Take a breath in and tense up the muscles in your neck and shoulders. Breathe out and relax those muscles. Now with the next breath, you'll take a breath in and tense up the muscles in your face and scalp. As you breathe out and relax those muscles, you can just close your eyes. So go ahead and take a breath in, tense up the muscles in your face and scalp. Breathe out and relax those muscles and close your eyes. Now we're going to relax the body from the top of the head all the way down to the tips of your toes. I'm going to count down from 40 down to 0. You'll relax your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. On the number 0, you'll get to step out to a nice, comfortable state of mind. For some people, it's an actual place, while as for others, it's splashes of color or light. It's a completely personal experience. Now, number 40. Just imagine the most awesome light shining down on the top of your head, and on the beams of that light comes complete and total relaxation. And as that light shines down on the top of your head, the muscles of your scalp and face relax. 36. That light, that relaxation flows into the muscles of your neck and shoulders. Flows down your arms from your shoulders to your elbows. From your elbows all the way out the very tips of your fingers. It might even feel like your fingernails are relaxing. 28, that relaxation flows into the muscles of your upper back and ribs. 24, flows into your lower back. 20, the relaxation flows into the muscles of your upper legs. They relax, first the fronts, then the backs. 16, all the tendons and ligaments around your knees relax. It might even feel like your kneecaps are relaxing. Just imagine what that would feel like to have bone relax. It's a very deep relaxation. 12, that light, that relaxation flows into the muscles of your lower legs. 8, down into your ankles and heels. 4, up into your arches and all the way out the very tips of your toes. And 0. Now step out to that comfortable state of mind, and I'll give you a moment there. All right, your shift is over. You did your absolute best. There is much that's not in our control, but your work still softens the impact of that which is not in our control. Now, just as you removed and left your protective wear when you left work, you remove and leave your shift at work. You did your best. To help with this, remember when you removed your protective wear and left it. Now imagine, sense and feel that as you removed that protective wear, that physical protective wear, you also removed the shift and all that you carried with it. Just as you left the physical protective wear, you leave the shift and all you carried. It is now the past. It is now in the past. Please know that you have done your best. Your colleagues, your patients and their families have felt your healing presence, and your healing presence has supported the team to work hard to do the most good for the patients. Those past shifts and experiences inform the future, in that they support you in your future work, your future healing work, the future work you can do for your patients. Although challenging, it's important to lay down past shifts, leave them in the past, and look towards the future. Now, this is easier said than done. But because your healing presence springs from the future, your attention starts to shift to the future. Your healing presence and healing intentions are who you are. And healing comes in many forms. Your patients are blessed to have you care for them. They're blessed to have you at their side. They're blessed to have you help them. You are blessed also. You're blessed to have the opportunity to help them as much as you can. Because of you and your colleagues, the patients have the best chance at regaining health. There are forces seen and unseen supporting you and your healthcare team in this. Because of you and your colleagues, each and every patient you cared for had the best fighting chance possible. There's much that is not in our control, but your work softens the impact of that which is not in our control. Now, as your attention shifts towards the future, you focus on continuing to protect yourself and keeping yourself clean and safe. You can imagine this in any way you would like. Just as you have physically cleaned yourself, now use your mind to clean yourself of the shift. Use your mind to imagine yourself enveloped in light and the love of protection, keeping you safe. Now turn your attention to your loved ones. First, think of something or someone that you're really thankful for. Think of something or someone that you're really thankful for. Good. Now, think of something that you've done or were part of that you're really proud of. Think of something that you've done or were part of that you're really proud of. Now simply think of love. And as you think of love, since love is limitless, imagine sending that love to whomever you want, to as many people as you want. And again, since it's limitless, you can send it across distance and across time. You can imagine them receiving this love as it surrounds them and envelops them in light and protection. This love, your love that you send and receive, serves to strengthen and replenish you. It replenishes you and your healing presence. The same healing intention and presence you have for your patients, you now turn inward for yourself. And you send that healing presence with that love, sending it to your loved ones. Again, imagine them receiving this. Imagine them surrounded and enveloped by your healing presence and the love that you send. And that further protects them and keeps them safe. Now look into the future. Imagine a day in the future with you and your loved ones and family and friends healthy, hopeful, sharing a moment, a day, a week, months, and years to come. Fill in the details of that for yourself. Make them rich and vivid. All right, now come back to the sound of my voice. And in a moment, I'm going to count from one up to the number five. And as I do, you'll bring yourself up and out of this relaxation, bringing with you calmness, focus, and health. One, coming back to the room around you. Number two, coming back into your body. Three, feeling refreshed and relaxed. Four, feeling as if your face were bathed in fresh spring water. And on the next number I count, your eyes will open. Number five, eyes open.